We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Mark Menard at Master Control. Taking your phone calls at 504-260-1870. Happy to have you aboard. And we got plenty to talk about, in particular this week. LSU, Florida, top 10 showdown in the SEC in Death Valley. The Saints continue their winning ways. They go on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Which matchup are you most excited about? LSU, Florida, or Saints and Jags? 504-260-1870.
Well, that's a no-brainer, Chris. Come on.
It's LSU, Florida.
Yeah, it has to be. Come on.
There's more on the line.
No, it's like a playoff game. Hello?
Yeah, number five, number seven.
No, and if the Saints aren't going to run the table the rest of the season, this would be a game that you want to win them all, but this would be – I would take this. Beat the Cardinals and the Bears and lose to the Jaguars. AFC versus NFC.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, I think it's going to be a tough battle. I think there's a reason why, Vegas had the Saints one-point favorite. Now I'll pick them. It'll be interesting to see. This could be who's going to win in the trenches. I know they got humbled, that being the Jaguars. They got embarrassed, I should say, by Carolina. So they're going to want to bounce back. And also, first things first, what does Cam Jordan and Sheldon Rankins, what they all say? We've got to stop the run. Listen, it doesn't matter what level that when you think about, Uncle Rico, Mr. Gardner, Minshew, how he's playing. That Christian, they got to stop Leonard Fournette. I didn't realize this. I guess the last 2 weeks he's really exploded. Leonard Fournette is third in the league in rushing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Christian McCaffrey is one. Dalvin Cook, who's playing unbelievable with the Vikings, is two.
Trust me, I know. I got him on my fantasy team.
And he's three.
I got Leonard Dalvin Fournette. Cook on my fantasy
okay.
team.
Okay. Well, he's just ahead. He's about 30 yards ahead of Leonard Fournette so far.
And look, the reemergence of Leonard Fournette has – completely aided the play of Gardner Minshew III.
Without a doubt.
I mean, that's the reason why he's had the success that he's had. A young quarterback needs a running back that can take some pressure off of him. It's made Gardner Minshew III and a completely different quarterback.
I thought he was the second. He's the third? Is it Gardner?
I think he's the third.
I'm looking at they have the
they
second.
They have the second?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Why not just say junior? I guess he don't want to.
He was already a junior. I think there's probably – that doesn't go junior and then –
No, because I'm a junior. T-Bob's the third, so my dad's like senior. I'm the junior, and then you have the third. Now you can go
you
to
skipped.
Fourth, fifth. No,
T-Bob would have been two.
He's the third.
He would have been two. He should have been two, though.
No, Christian. We don't have Christian Garrett. No, you have Bobby senior, Bobby
right?
junior, and then T-Bob the third. There's the third Bobby.
Okay, I thought it was senior, junior, two, then three.
No, two, it means junior. I mean,
okay.
I don't know, unless they change it to 21st century.
I don't know. Who knows? Whatever. But, Gardner Minshew.
But let me tell you about Gardner Minshew, Christian. This shows you it's not just a flash in the pan. Now the rules have changed, and you look at some of the ridiculous explosive numbers you see by these quarterbacks. But you know he joined KC quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Pat Mahomes, the only players in NFL history to throw at least 1,200 passing yards and nine touchdowns with one or fewer interceptions through five career games. So you want to talk about a hot start? It's only happened twice. And it's been Patton Mahomes and Gardner Minshew
guess
now
who went, guess which to Saints accomplish player, that. Guess which Saints player went to high school with – or went to the same high school as
Isn't
Gardner.
He from Gulfport? Where is he? Is he?
He's from – I believe he's from Gulfport, but he went to high school in Brandon, Mississippi. So that's technically where he is,
okay,
where he's from. But guess which Saints player – went to the same high school.
Is on the team right now?
Mm-hmm.
I do not know.
DeMario Davis.
Whoa. They went to the same high school? Mm-hmm. No, the age difference.
DeMario Davis has a...
I did not know that. That's a good tidbit.
He has a T-shirt currently of Gardner Minshew in his locker because they went to the same high school.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Gardner Minshew wants to throw that ball over the mountains. I bet I could throw that ball over the mountains and be high and wide. But you know what? Who's been able to snag some balls? Christian. He wasn't this good at LSU. I thought he had maybe left too soon. DJ Chark Jr.
Tell me about it.
Christian, right now, okay, let me tell you, receiving yards this season, you know who's number one in the NFL? Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas with 543 yards.
Can't guard Mike.
DJ Chark is fifth with 485, but has more touchdowns. He has five touchdowns on 27 receptions. So explosive plays, and that's what we're going to have to stop. Because, Christian, I was looking at this and, you know, always compare yards per play. And this was the Saints. Now, we were outstanding. We limited that against Tampa Bay. But at times, look at the chunk plays that the Houston Texans had. And look at the Rams, what they had. Right now, Jacksonville was third in the NFL, yards per play, 6.31. I thought that was, like, compared to the Saints, we're like 13th. And I thought that was interesting. And one thing they also outstanding is that on defense, red zone touchdown percentage, they force field goals or they turn the ball over. They are in the top 10, number 8, as far as forcing field goals in that red zone. So it's going to be a challenge. It's, it's the NFL. And
they want to keep it low scoring.
Yes.
That's the kind of style of play they want. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Which football matchup are you most excited about? LSU and Florida? I should say LSU versus Florida. Or Saints at Jaguars, 504-260-1870. Gary, PJ, Danny, and you two at 504-260-1870. Sit tight. Coming to you next here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. QB to QB with Saints quarterback Drew Brees tonight at 635. Also, the Pelicans preseason's underway. What's your level of excitement about this team? We'll talk about that a little later on as well. Gary in Algiers. What's going on, Gary? You're on WWL. Hey, Gary.
Gary, right. What you got?
We'll put Gary on hold. PJ in LaPlace. What's going on, PJ? You're on WWL.
Hey, y'all were talking about first, second, third, junior, and how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm named after my grandfather, so I'm the second. My son's named after me, I'm the third. My brother's named after my father, so he's a junior. If he has another kid, he would be the third. So that's how the family goes. You're named after your grandpa, you're the second. You're named after your daddy, you're a junior. If junior has a kid, he's the third.
So I'm named after my dad, so I'm a junior.
You should be a junior, yeah.
Correct.
So if T-Bob...
Right. So you have a kid, you would have... He would be the third.
So if T-Bob's named after me, what is he?
He's the third.
Okay, he's the third. And then if T-Bob would have a boy... Oh, by the way, T-Bob's got to have another kid in April, so...
That's awesome.
He could be the fourth.
Oh, okay. Okay, so... Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying that, PJ.
Yeah, PJ, thanks. All right. Thanks for clearing that up. What about what are you more interested in, LSU in Florida or the Saints and the Jaguars?
Man, that's a coin toss. Both.
Yeah,
of them.
Right. I know both of them.
I know, but like for me, what puts it over the top for me?
I don't like nothing that comes out of Florida.
PJ, you know what it puts over the top for me though? It's a night game in Death Valley. The Saints are on the road. If the Saints and look, let's face it, there's more on the line for LSU in Florida. There just is. When you're talking about playoff pictures and seating and stuff like that, that's what puts it over the top for me.
Well, if you want LSU in the Final Four in the playoffs, obviously, it's a playoff game, and I'm glad the Saints are on the road because I hate it because there's too much to ask the fan base. Now, if you're young, you should be able to hang. But when they have a Saturday night in Tiger Stadium, then a 12 noon kickoff, I hate that. Now on the road, it's okay.
Right.
You can recover or, you know, you go to church, you go right from church and you hurry up, then you get to see the kickoff. But when you have to, like, Sean Payton wants you to bring it, we all know. So when the scheduling, I don't know if they can ever work that out. You know, obviously it's not. But LSU, I don't think that's a good thing for the Saints. If LSU, a meaningful game on Saturday night in Tiger Stadium, then the Saints 12 noon kickoff, I do not like that formula.
Which football matchup are you most excited about? LSU, Florida, or Saints and Jags? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Again, this is where college football has an advantage over the NFL in terms of the fandom of it and the level of interest, because games like this at LSU in Florida have a lot riding on it. I mean, it's just there's so much. The implications are so huge. And look, it is an NFL game. I get it. Saints and Jaguars, and the Saints are 4-1, and they could start put a stranglehold on the NFC South. I understand that with a win, but again, like you pointed out, Bobby, they're likely not going to run the table.
Yeah, and no. If you can look in a crystal ball and say, okay, which games would you pick to win? This would be a game Sunday. It's not as important because you know how close it's going to be down the stretch. Who knows? We'll be in a tiebreaker with the Bears. I don't think the Cardinals are in the mix, but it's still an NFC team. You know, the NFC tiebreaker. So I would say right now, going up to the bye, the most important game for the Saints is going to be at Chicago. I'm not putting the cart before the horse. I'm just telling you, as far as playoff implications down the road, what do you do head to head? You know, if they're the same type of record or something. And that was outstanding for the Saints. Or look, even if you're in the NFC North, because people didn't think that the Raiders beat the Bears in London. Go Raiders. Go AFC.
Raiders.
Yeah, go AFC against any NFC opponent, like the Texans whooping Atlanta. Great. That's
hanging 50 on Atlanta. On top of that.
Always cheer for those AFC teams against the NFC.
Hillary in Mandeville. What's going on, Hillary? You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Real quick question. Maybe I'm too stupid to figure it out. I was watching Sunday night's game, under 2 minutes on the game, right? Why don't they just kick a field goal and ice it? Why do I have to deal with a heart attack and play with these games all the way down to the end?
Well, Hillary.
You probably answered it before, and I just don't know. It seems like that would have done it. But go ahead.
Hold on. Okay, so first off, they were up by 2 scores, all right? So there wasn't really hard.
About 14.
And even if they got if they got the ball inside of 2 minutes, they were not going to score 14 points in 2 minutes. Just wasn't going to happen.
I don't know, Chris. But you never know.
Okay. Well, you say that, defense. But what happened? What happened? They scored right away. And if they had, let's say they were successful with the onside kick,
and they throw a Hail Mary.
And I've watched. Yes, and I've been down. I've been this, and I've seen it. I don't need the heart attack.
Were they close enough to kick a field goal? I was driving over to Fat Boys. I didn't see. All I heard was I just heard it on the radio. I didn't hear, and I think Zach and Deuce would have pointed that out if they felt like they were
right.
Within
range. And the only thing, Hillary, with this, okay, let's say without recalling Christian exactly where the ball was, if you are kicking a long field goal,
you're gonna get
a
block.
The lower trajectory to get the distance, and what if you block and scoop and score? Like, whoa.
Then it's a big problem.
Yeah, so that's why I think the way Morstead's punting.
Mm-hmm. His ability to pin you?
Yes, and well, don't push him further back. That's Hillary.
I thought they were in field goal range. I thought it was under 25 or 30. I could be wrong. I have to go back.
No.
He would have kicked it.
Oh, yeah. 20,
he would have kicked it.
There's no way to.
They might have been on the fringe. They might have been on the fringe of Will Lutz's range, okay. And at that point, no. Bobby's pointing out
like
his illustration,
50-plus yard field goal.
It's totally on the money. You don't risk the block and scoop and score there.
Okay,
or
right, cool.
Change of possession right there.
Yeah.
Okay, but no, it almost. But I've seen it. It was a heart attack, right? Because less than 2 minutes, what they do, they score, and then they onside kick. Anyway, okay, so if you guys are right, then I'll go back and look. I thought
yeah, I have to look too, Hillary, because I'm not sure where the ball was, because I was trying to get to the point after also, you know, at that time, and, you know, you listening on the – then you, but I didn't hear Deuce or Zach.
Yeah, they would have pointed that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Deuce about it. We're going to have Deuce on at 5.
We're going to have Deuce on at 5, so we're listening to Hillary, and we're going to ask Deuce that question.
Okay, I appreciate the information. Okay, guys.
All right, Hillary.
Safe.
Thanks.
Take care. Later.
From Hillary.
But Christian, I can tell you right now, Hillary makes a point, though. There's no secure lead. Right now, Christian, right now, I don't know what's the right word. I'm thinking about it. But what happened in the Texans when they went bam, bam, like, what?
I get that.
You know, they're shell-shocked. That's why they're trying to, but look how fast the Texans scored and what occurred.
I get all that, but yeah. I think that defense.
No, how they progressed since then. Yeah.
It wasn't a heart attack for me. As soon as they went up 14 points and Tampa had the ball under 2 minutes, I was like, this game's over.
Right.
It was over.
Yeah, well, it should be over.
Just
no
like when
who
they
we
were
played.
Big, they were up big against Seattle. Casey Wainwright, she was at Fat Boys watching the game with us, and she was all freaking out. I'm like, Relax. This game's long over. Well, it's over.
Listen, if we have that type of lead, I don't care if we play in the Patriots and Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. What? Shame on us if we would lose.
Shouldn't lose to nobody. I get it, though. The Saints fans have seen that happen. Over the, Tim Couch comes to mind. I mean, you know, Saints fans have been scorned before, but these are not those same Saints. This organization, they're much more prepared. Better coached. I mean, Sean Payton knows situational football, I think, best, as good as anybody in the NFL. As good as Bill Belichick.
And you know, I got to give Dennis Allen and Sean Payton and really the whole coaching organization a lot of credit. Do you notice, don't you feel confident that no matter who we're playing, we're not going to get out coached?
Yeah.
Now
you might get out executed.
Now Sean will. He'll say we didn't do a good enough job coaching. You know, we got whooped on the line or whatever. Like he was really disheartened. You know, kind of that Rams game. Mm-hmm. But look against the Cowgirls and against Tampa Bay. Even Bruce Arians, you would think Sean Payton's gonna outcoach Jason Garrett, but Bruce Arians, a lot of people. I think he could maybe turn things around with Tampa Bay, but listen, we've done an outstanding job as a staff, game planning, and just going about our business and having that balance, run-pass ratio, whether it's Drew Brees or Teddy Bridgewater right now. And given Alvin Kamara, listen, the one thing which I think is not good is how he's up for he might be the third MVP candidate right now, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, it's great for fantasy football. What is Carolina giving him, like 40 times a game touches? Yeah. He's not going to last.
Nope.
And he's unbelievable. I mean, Christian.
He's impressive. Yes. He's highly impressive.
But listen, we worry about winning championships. The Panthers can worry about trying to have an MVP. They had that with Cam Newton. They didn't win the Super Bowl. So we got to keep Alvin Kamara fresh come late December, January.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. Sports Talk continues. Your phone calls next here on WWL. Per his usual, Mark Menard getting our back, looking up the question that was put into place by Hillary. Why didn't the Saints kick a field goal with a minute and 10 on the clock in the fourth quarter, up by 14, and the ball at Tampa Bay's 22-yard line? They attempted a short pass. It was fourth and three. They attempted a pass to Mike Thomas, incomplete. Tampa takes over. Couple things. Yeah. You would think that you would kick the field goal because you're up by 17 at that point, right,
and,
Bobby?
39-yard field goal, you think Lutz is going to make it. But and the
there's still a possibility that it could get blocked there.
Yes, but if you make it, then you're up three scores.
But if you convert –
touchdown and two-point.
If you convert to Mike Thomas, you're kneeling on the ball.
Right, yeah.
Game's over.
But, I whatever Sean Payton wants to do, I come on, I trust him, but – that would be one, even if your defense was like tripping on itself, if you're up 17 points, that's three scores.
Yeah.
There's not
in a minute and 10 seconds. Yeah, you got to get three possessions in a minute and 10 seconds. It's not going to happen.
Even if you would score like the Texans right quick and even get an onside kick and score again, and let's say you make the two-point, you're still behind.
Yeah.
So,
look, I get it, but I understand what Sean Payton was trying to do there. One play, game's over, opposed to having to defend another series. You kick a field goal, right? You're going to kick the ball back to them. Why not just make one play, convert on one fourth down, game's over? I understand his rationale. I don't have an issue with it.
And I'll only add this. So Tampa did go down and get a touchdown. It took them 57 seconds to do that, which left 13 seconds on the clock for them to try to go get another touchdown.
Right.
Yeah, but what if they get the onside kick? And we've seen.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you have to lean on your players.
Yeah,
but let's say you get the onside kick, you throw a Hail Mary, and how they might call pass interference now. It's not the old school Hail Mary.
I know,
but you never know. I don't know.
I'm totally fine with the decision. Walter and Kenner, what's going on, Walter? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's happening, Christian? Look, I was just trying to explain to you. Y'all talk about the senior and junior situation?
The what?
Okay, the way that...
About the senior, junior, the second, yeah.
Yeah, okay, the way that works, Bobby. All right, the way that works is the senior is the first. Junior is the second. Senior and junior are the second of the same. There is no junior than the second.
Okay.
My grandfather was
okay.
Senior.
I was under the impression, Walter, that it went senior, junior, second, third. But okay.
No, no, no. It's senior, junior, third, fourth, and so on.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, the thing is some parents don't want to name their kid junior, so they say
right.
I think that's what Gardner Minshew's dad. So I don't want to name junior, but so he's the second.
Right.
Yeah, they say the second instead of saying junior.
Right.
Yeah. But they're the same. Junior and the second are the same.
All right, Walter, thanks for that,
hey,
man.
Hey, which matchup, football matchup, are you most excited about? LSU in Florida or Saints and Jaguars?
I got to go both ways. My nephew plays for LSU.
Who? Oh. Who's that?
John Emery Sr. Junior.
John Emery. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Really good running back out of Destrehan.
Yes, and I'm a huge Saints fan.
All right.
So, yeah, you have Chris.
Blood's thicker than water, though.
Yeah. That's a hard one because, I mean, it's like, hey, Saints fans, LSU fans, vice versa. You even have, just Louisiana fans. I don't know if you have too many Tulane that are LSU fans or vice versa. But it even works out Tulane's playing Saturday afternoon. So you can see a lot of football, a lot of successful football. So
I was just talking to Diane in the office. Come the end of October, November, and all through December and January, this town is going to be amazingly awesome. The Pels kicking up. The Saints expected playoff run. LSU likely have a real good chance of being in the playoffs themselves. And not to mention the college football playoffs and the championship game January 13th in the Superdome. I mean, this is going to be a lot of energy in this city. You will not have a shortage of things to occupy your sports appetite, or satisfy, I should say, your sports appetite. Brian on the West Bank. What's going on, Brian? You're on WWL.
Yeah, I got a twofold question. And number one, if Drew is about maybe 70-80%, do we sit Teddy? And number two,
nope.
This Saints defense, man, it's about time to get themselves a nice catchy little name. I remember the Dome Patrol and all that. This defense is
not yet.
Holding down this team, man.
Not yet,
you know?
Brian. I feel you.
Well,
not yet.
We can throw a little one out there. If they continue to dominate, domination, part of the Houdat Nation. I don't know, domination.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You know what, Brian?
That's not bad.
You
I
know
like
what, Brian?
That. I like that.
We can start fielding names. Do you have a suggestion?
No, I don't. That's why I'm calling in, man.
I got you.
Well, and you know, Brian, let us have like a month plus of dominant games like we had against Dallas and Tampa Bay.
Give me four or five games.
Yeah, and then I was
okay.
Like, whoa,
okay.
You get to the point where it doesn't really matter what our offense does because our defense is keeping the game like in the teens.
Now, you remember down the stretch, that defense last year was winning games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was winning games.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're off to a really great start, and let's face it, man, even when they were just, 9 or 12 points, that defense is what made the difference.
Sure.
You know?
Well, sure. Did you hear how they scouted the Cowboys for that game, Brian? The Saints?
No.
So they went to Boise State and brought up film of Kellen Moore, the quarterback at Boise State at the time, and now the offensive coordinator for
Dallas.
The Dallas Cowboys. And they picked up on some of his hand signals from when he was playing and matched him up with Dak Prescott. It's pretty smart, if you ask me.
But wait, if we
got
to play
Dak. We got great coaching.
But I think if we got to play Dallas again in the playoffs, they should have kept that in their back pocket. Let them to keep using the same singles.
Are the Dallas Cowboys going to make the playoffs? I mean, come on.
I think they have a chance. I mean,
they've lost to two teams.
Well, the Eagles aren't that much better than them.
They've lost to two teams that I think we would consider playoff-bound teams, in the Green Bay Packers and the Saints.
Okay, first of all, the Redskins suck, right?
Right, Giants.
Okay, I don't know. The Eagles, I think the Eagles are good.
I think they're better than Dallas.
Okay, well, they're going to play. It's coming up.
But
we're going to see.
Nathan in Fort Worth. What's going on, Nathan? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Bobby, love you, man.
Hey,
first
Nathan.
First of all, Semper Fi to you, Christian, and Anchors Away to all my naval brothers out there.
Thank you, Nathan.
Absolutely, man, absolutely.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm in sales. I've been working with people in the Gainesville area. And I'll tell you right now, over the last few years, it was Florida's going to win. And now I've gotten a lot of we hope Florida wins. Because they know. They know what's up. I think Auburn got exposed. I don't think Florida is as great a team as they're looking, and I think LSU is just going to put the whooping on them. I think it's going to be double digits. I really do. The 13.5, that's kind of pushing it.
Hey, Nathan, that's what I wanted to ask you. Weren't you shocked? Like, I was talking with Mike Dettillier about this. We were doing the second guest.
I didn't know.
I was like, that's a lot of points. I was thinking, okay, I could see 6.5, 7, but 13, that's two touchdowns.
It shows you what they think of that LSU team.
But wait, does Vegas know something we don't know? The quarterback's knees hurt. I've had a sprained knee. He's not. They need to give him the business with Kyle Trask. I mean, I'm not saying you want to knock him out.
What do you mean, give him the business?
No, I don't know.
Get after him.
I'm not saying make a move, not go hit him in the knee, but you can tackle him hard and give a little twist in there.
Early in the game, see how well he moves when you put pressure on him.
Yeah.
Test him early. Find out early.
Well, to me, the only way Florida has a chance to win, and they can do this now, is rush the passer. It's going to be a challenge to the LSU offensive line. They're going to get after Joe Burrow. P. Ryan, I like that running back. Look at that run he had at the end of the Auburn game. And he's had success against LSU. I want to say he rushed like 88 yards last season. And
85 on 12 attempts.
Yeah.
Two scores. Now,
that's pretty good.
Or 15 attempts, excuse me.
Yeah, that's pretty good average. And you look, he's averaging 4.7 yards a carry, so basically 5 yards and but listen, I think if we play the series, we never do this in football, but LSU's better than Florida. But they got to bring it in Tiger Stadium Saturday night.
James, Andrew, Trey, Jeff, and you two at 504-260-1870, our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. Which football matchup are you most excited about? LSU, Florida? Saints, Jags? Weigh in on our Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll online at WWL.com or call us at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, headed towards the 5 o'clock hour. If you're on hold, sit tight. You guys will lead off next hour. Also going to go behind enemy lines. Edgar Thompson, Florida Gators beat writer for the Orlando Sentinel. And Bobby, if I was going to ask you to nitpick, and it's hard to do that on a 4-1 football team, right? If I was going to ask
you
to
nitpick. Right, because you're not going to be perfect. Somebody's going to be the weak link or some area.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to nitpick, what would it be with the Saints?
In offense, obviously, the second wide receiver, because we've been, talking about that since before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Post Super Bowl 2019 draft, OTAs, minicamp. Then you think Traquan might be that guy, whatever. So, Ted Ginn Jr., it is what it is. He's up in age, and I think he could fill that role now and then. But I know that he might say, well, Kamara is that guy. But you still need that pure wide receiver, not your running back and Jerry Cook. You can have a tight end as your second stud receiver. He hasn't done enough. I think he's going to build upon what he did against Tampa Bay, against Jacksonville. So I think that's encouraging. So I would say that. Then I would say maybe on defense, because I've really been pleased with Eli Apple and obviously in Lattimore as of late, more maybe the nickel corner. I think it was Pro Football Focus. P.J. Williams didn't have too good a grade, like missing tackles, but it is what it is. And then the one – thing, the major thing we just need to do, and we had a couple of interceptions didn't count because of penalties. Jameis Winston would have still had those turnovers, whether it's a penalty or not. We got to get more takeaways. Right now, Christian, we middle the pack plus one. I would say right now we should be like plus three or four fringes, like Jacksonville's minus four, and they won before last in takeaways. They only have two in the season. And one takeaway in the last five games. So that right there, just be on the plus side against the Jaguars, we're going to win.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Sports Talk rolls on here on Saints Radio, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.